Welcome to Britt Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Welcome back, fam, to another episode of Britt Lachey Speaks. I'm your host, Britt Lachey, and today we're diving into the world of action, intrigue, and stylish assassins. Yes, I'm talking about the Continental. Now, if you're a fan of the John Wick series like I am, you are probably thrilled to hear about the Continental, the prequel series that takes us deep into the world of assassins and the ambiguous hotel that caters exclusively to them. Today, I want to share my excitement and thoughts about this thrilling addition to the franchise. First and foremost, let's talk about the action. Now, the Continental delivers adrenaline-pumping action sequences that keep you on the edge of your seat. From meticulously choreographed fights to intensive shootouts, it's a symphony of violence that becomes a trademark of the John Wick universe. You're going to get a lot of shoot-em-up, bang-bang, a lot of fighting sequences. It was action-packed. There were no dull moments for me. But what sets the Continental apart is the exploration of the hotel itself. I mean, the hotel is a whole character, a whole character. We get a behind-the-scenes look at this mysterious establishment and its inner workings. It's fascinating to see how this haven for assassins operates, from its strict rules to its luxurious accommodations. One of the things that impressed me the most was how seamlessly the storyline flowed from one episode to the next. It's a prequel, but it stands strong on its own, introducing us to new characters and backstories while connecting to the larger John Wick narrative. So you got some beginning stories or origin stories of some of the existing characters that we know and love in the John Wick series. And then you have some new people that kind of connect to those. So I liked being able to see that within this series. Now, when we're speaking of the characters, I mean, I can't help but mention the incredible performances. You got Mel Gibson as Carmack, Colin Waddell as Winston, Hubert Poindexter as Miles, and Ayomi Adegun as Sharon. My apologies on the pronunciation of these names. Now, the cast of the Continental brings depth and charisma to their roles, making us invested in their fates, even when they're playing morally ambiguous characters. Some of the people, I was like, ooh, I haven't seen them in this light, but I like it. As a fan, it's satisfying to learn more about the origins of the John Wick universe. The Continental doesn't just rely on the success of its predecessor, it expands upon it, enriching the lore and giving us a deeper understanding of this shadowy world. Excuse me. The prequel lives up to the high expectations set by the John Wick franchise, with its breathtaking action, meticulous world building, and compelling characters. It's a series that's sure to please both diehard fans and newcomers alike. I believe almost everybody's gonna love this. Now, don't be shy. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Continental and your favorite moments from the series. So write into the show and let's discuss.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
What is Britt Lachey reading? Come with me as we dive into the gripping world of Elisa Cole's When No One Is Watching. Now, let me start by saying that this book is nothing short of a thrilling roller coaster ride. It's a genre-bending masterpiece that kept me on the edge of my seat from beginning to the end. First and foremost, the way that Elisa Cole delves into the theme of gentrification is simply brilliant. It's a topic that's been bubbling under the surface of many urban communities, and this novel brings it into sharp focus. As I turned the pages, I couldn't help but feel a growing curiosity about gentrification, its history, and its impact on communities, both past and present. I mean, this book serves as a thought-provoking lens into this vital issue. Alisa Cole's narrative, intertwined with the character's journey of researching gentrification in their neighborhood, as a layer of authenticity that's hard to find. It's like a crash course in understanding the intricate web of urban development. But that's not all. I mean, when no one is watching, doesn't just offer a thought-provoking social commentary, it also delivers drama, romance, mystery, and a thrilling energy all in one package. I found myself swept up in the whirlwind of emotions as the characters navigated their personal lives amidst the backdrop of a neighborhood undergoing a drastic transformation. The mystery element in this book, truly masterful. Cole weaves a web of intrigue that keeps you guessing until the very end. I mean, the very end. I'm gonna let you know I ain't solve it correctly, but I rarely do. But I was pleasantly surprised. Just when you think you have it figured out, which I did a lot of times in this book, a new layer of complexity is revealed. It's safe to say that When No One Is Watching is a real page turner. I couldn't put it down, and I thoroughly enjoyed every moment of it. As I finished reading, I couldn't help but think about my own city and the signs of gentrification I've started to notice. It's happening nationwide, and this book has made me more aware of the signs and the stories behind them. Now, Alisa Cole's When No One Is Watching is a must read, in my opinion. It's not just a novel, it's an exploration of social issues, a thrilling mystery, a touching romance, and an eye-opener on gentrification. I hope you've enjoyed my review on this incredible book. Have you read it? What were your thoughts? Share them with me. I'd love to hear from you. Remember, books have the power to open our minds and change our perspective.
Coming up is the word of the week. What word do we have this week?
It's time for our word of the week. This week's word is sonder. S-O-N-D-E-R. Have you ever heard of it? It's a word that beautifully encapsulates a universal human experience. Sonder. Sonder is defined as a realization that each passerby has a life as vivid and complex as your own. It's that moment when you look around in a crowded place and suddenly understand that every person you see has a story, feelings, and a life journey just like yours. Isn't that a profound concept? I mean, it reminds us of our shared humanity, our interconnectedness in this vast world. In a way, it's a reminder to be more empathetic, compassionate, and understanding. You dig? Imagine the countless stories unfolding around you right now. The dreams, the struggles, the moments of joy and sorrow, all happening simultaneously, intertwined yet distinct. I love how language can give us words like sonder to put into words feelings we might have experienced but never quite articulated. It's a reminder to appreciate the richness of the human experience. So this week, let's all take a moment to practice sonder. When you're out and about, whether it's in a fast-paced city or a quiet park, pause for a moment. Look around. Consider the lives and stories of those around you. So that's our word of the week. I hope it inspires you to see the world with fresh eyes and a deeper sense of connection to those around you. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Britt Lachey Speaks. Stay curious, stay compassionate, and keep those creative juices flowing. Until next time, this is Britt Lachey signing off. Don't forget to subscribe for more engaging discussions on art, music, technology, and all things creative. Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or Google Podcasts. Connect with me on Instagram at BLT_speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. Want to join in on the conversation? Leave a message on the hotline. Dial 615-424-7856. I look forward to hearing from you. Peace and blessings. See you on the next episode.